We continue our series, Faith in Action, and the title of today's sermon is Faithful Evangelist, and the Bible character is the man Philip, and the text is from the book of Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 39. Acts chapter 8 from verses 26 to 39, and I read, "As for Philip, an angel of the Lord said to him, 'Go south, down the desert road that runs from Jerusalem to Gaza.' So he started out, and he met the treasurer of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under the Candace, the queen of Ethiopia. The eunuch had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and he was now returning. Seated in his carriage, he was reading aloud from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Holy Spirit said to Philip, 'Go over and walk along beside the carriage.' Philip ran over and heard the man reading from the prophet Isaiah. Philip asked, 'Do you understand what you are reading?' The man replied, 'How can I, unless someone instructs me?' And he urged Philip to come up into the carriage and sit with him." The passage of scripture he had been reading was this: "He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb is silent before the shearers, he did not open his mouth. He was humiliated and received no justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "Tell me, was the prophet talking about himself or someone else?" So beginning with this same scripture, Philip told him the good news about Jesus. As they rode along, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, there's some water. Why can't I be baptized?" He ordered the carriage to stop, and they went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch never saw him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Meanwhile, Philip found himself farther north at the town of Azotus. He preached the good news there and in every town along the way until he came to Caesarea." God presents us with opportunities to take responsibilities on a daily basis, and we are to take such very seriously. You know, either your father, your student, your husband, your wife, you're working for God, you're an employee, wherever you find yourself, see it as an opportunity and take it very seriously. And, you know, as time goes on, you understand why. You see, good opportunities are very difficult to spot, for obvious reasons. And that's why in the book of Ecclesiastes 9:11, it says, "I have observed something else under the sun. The fastest runner doesn't always win the race, and the strongest warrior doesn't always win the battle. The wise sometimes go hungry, and the skillful are not necessarily wealthy. And those who are educated don't always lead successful lives. It is all decided by chance, by being in the right place at the right time." Now, who knows the right place and the right time? It's only God. God alone knows the right place and the right time, as well as the right opportunity for you in life. You see, Philip was given one of such opportunities in Acts chapter 6. To help with the daily distribution of food to the widows. There was a challenge then, and you know, the apostles felt, you know, they didn't have the time. You know, they wanted to devote themselves to prayer and to, you know, the word of God. So they felt, you know, let's, you know, commit this responsibility to, you know, young men who are full of wisdom, full of the Holy Spirit, who are well respected, so we can focus on what we've been called to do. But you see, in today's world, we would have said Philip was, you know, overqualified, you know, a man who was full of the Holy Spirit, a man who was well respected, a man who was full of wisdom, now serving food, you know, welfare team. You know, why didn't they find him, you know, a local church for him to pastor? I would have thought that they would find a local church for him to pastor, but they said, go and be serving food to widows. You know, ensuring that they get their daily food, clean the table, do all bits and pieces, you know, for someone who was full of the Spirit. But you know what? Philip grabbed the opportunity. He grabbed the opportunity and he was faithful doing the work. But you see, what I've come to realize is that God not only gives people opportunities to take responsibilities, but he also rewards them with supernatural abilities to perform the responsibilities if they are faithful. You know, in Acts 8, verses 5 to 8, it says, Philip, for example, went to the city of Samaria and told the people there about the Messiah. Crowds listened intently to Philip because they were eager to hear his message and see the miraculous signs he did. Many evil spirits were cast out, screaming as they left their victims, and many who had been paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was great joy in that city. And that is why in the same Ecclesiastes that we read 9:11, it says, the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. You see, God rewards faithfulness by giving his children special abilities. King David gathered some men while in the Adullam cave, while he was running away from Saul the king then. And the Bible, referred to these men as, vagabonds, owing people money, distressed people, people that, society had rejected. But you know what? They stuck to David and they remained faithful to him. Within a short while, they were referred to as the mighty men of David. How come? What happened? You see, God rewards faithfulness. The Bible says that one of them could take 100, even more than 100. Those guys became David's mighty men. They had special abilities from God because they remained faithful. You see, in Acts chapter 6, Philip started by waiting on widows, ensuring that they get their daily ration of food. But by Acts chapter 8, a whole city was waiting eagerly to hear his message. Wow. Acts chapter 6, he was waiting on widows. Acts chapter 8, a whole city was waiting eagerly to hear his message. And you can read, signs and wonders that went on there. You see, God not only rewards faithfulness by giving you or me supernatural abilities, but he also creates more opportunities for us if we remain faithful. As long as you're a child of God, God will reward faithfulness by giving you supernatural abilities, but he also creates more opportunities if you remain faithful. Going back to David again, David was taking care of his father's sheep, while his brothers were in the army, prestige, and they left him to do the dirty job. But David was faithful. It was there that God spotted him, in the field, taking care of the sheep, being faithful, ensuring that, everything was going on well. And God relocated him from the field to the palace. You know the story. Faithfulness. People want special abilities, which is great. It's great. You should desire it. The Bible says we should desire it. But special abilities just don't happen. You have to first of all seize the opportunity, take responsibility, and then the special abilities follow. God gave Philip another opportunity in Acts chapter 8 to speak with the eunuch. The one we read, the scripture we read shortly. The eunuch who had come to worship in Jerusalem and was going back. God gave him another opportunity, to speak to that man. But I looked at him and I thought, there are a few questions here that I want to ask myself. And if you permit me, I want to ask you as well. The first question I want to ask myself and ask you, if it were me, would I have been intimidated by this man's authority? He was in a carriage, you know, while Philip was walking. The Bible records or, you know, refers to him as a man of great authority. He was the treasurer, like the minister of finance of a nation. And yet, the Holy Spirit prompted Philip to go and speak to him. The question I ask myself is that, would I have been intimidated by his authority? Would I have gone? That's the first question. And then the second question I want to ask myself, and I want to ask you, is that when Philip had him reading the scriptures, would I have pressed further? I would have just said, oh, you know what? The man knows God already. He's a Christian. You know, even reciting the scriptures. But Philip pressed further. Philip asked that, do you understand what you are reading? Faithfulness. And then number three, the man said, you know, how can I understand if someone doesn't instruct me? And he himself invited Philip to enter into the carriage. If I have an audience with a man of influence, a man who can help, a man who can pull strings, would I promote God's agenda or would I promote my own agenda? It's just, you know, food for thought. You know, I just, you know, I'm just thinking, you know, I like to think a lot. You know, when I see things like this, I just want to process them and think, what would I have done? You see, the greatest opportunity a man can have to serve God is to be a faithful witness for Jesus. Heaven has their focus on such people. It was because of this that Jesus came to die. Jesus was sent here for this purpose, to reconcile men back unto God. If you look at, you know, one of the man called Stephen, it's not our focus today, but I just branch a little bit there, you know, a faithful witness for Jesus. The Bible said that the man said he saw Jesus standing. Wow. And he delivered, you know, I think it was in Acts chapter 7. They killed him, you know, eventually. He was part of the seven that were commissioned. The greatest opportunity that a man can have is to be a witness for Jesus. Heaven has their focus on such people. You know, there were seven of them. Stephen, he was killed. Philip and five other people. We never heard about the others. What made Philip exceptional? Number one, Philip was intentional in his bid to obey God, which is, you know, what we call faithfulness anyway. And I like the word. We use this word a lot in our church, and, you know, I'm sure you people who are members of our church will hear that, you know, being intentional means that you're just going out of your way just to ensure that you do this stuff. You're not leaving anything to chance. Philip wasn't. When the Holy Spirit said he should go, he ran. He ran to meet the eunuch. Philip was intentional. Intentional in obeying God. Number two, Philip was full of the Holy Spirit. I tell you, no one can do, you know, the kind of miracles that he did if the person is not full of the Holy Spirit. And number three, Philip was a man of prayer. You know, the Bible says that these things will not go out except by prayer, except by fasting. You know, he went into certain areas. People who are paralyzed were healed. People who are lame were healed. People who are demon possessed were delivered. Prayer must have gone before those things happened. Nothing happens by chance in life. So Philip was intentional in obeying God. Philip was full of the Holy Spirit. And Philip was a man of prayer. Intentional just means that he just wanted to, because when the eunuch came out of the water, the Holy Spirit transported him away to somewhere else, and he just kept on preaching, sharing the good news until he got to Caesarea. How are you doing in that area? You know, as I begin to round up, you know, we've been talking about opportunities. God is giving you an opportunity today, especially if you have never given your heart to Jesus, if you're not a child of God. God is giving you another opportunity today. Maybe you've had it before. Maybe you had it yesterday. But today is another day, and God is giving you another opportunity. And it's so simple. You know, what do you need to do? Number one, acknowledge that you're a sinner. God says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Everybody is a sinner. And, you know, sin is more devastating than all the other issues we are faced with in this world. Because sin is not only terminal, sin is also eternal. If you miss Jesus here, you spend eternity in hell. May you not miss Jesus in the mighty name of Jesus. So God says that we are all sinners. So acknowledge that you're a sinner. And then number two, repent of your sins. Confess them, repent. Ask God to forgive you. Ask him to forgive you. All of us who've done it at one point in time or the other. And if we need to do it again, we'll do it. Repent of your sins. Ask God to forgive you. Tell him you're sorry. Mean it. And then put your faith in Jesus. That's where the obedience comes in. Because he's the way, he's the truth, and he is the life. And as you do that, God empowers you with his Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit helps you. You know, God gives you opportunities like we talked about earlier. And then he gives you abilities. So God would not bring you this far and then will leave you. God wants to empower you so that you can live a life that is pleasing to him and you can finish well. And finishing well just means that as you give your heart to Jesus, as you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, eternal life is yours. Eternal life. And God begins to walk with you here, begins to help you. You've seen the story of Philip, you know, how he started very small and God just took him from one level to the other. And the last bit I would say, like Philip, serve God. Maybe you're a Christian and you haven't really thought about serving God. I want to encourage you to do that. Maybe you don't have a Bible-believing church. You know, check us out. You know, serve God faithfully. Because God always rewards faithfulness. And my prayer for you today is that may God make you another Philip in our generation. God bless.